O pôr de busa lá,
ele é o and the committee, I think, is going to be working very hard. And also, I'm very happy that we threw with Morocco. And then now we qualified to be in the quarterfinal against Mali. And then in Durban. I'm raising this because Mackenzie must organize them for members to go there and enjoy the game in Durban, the quarterfinal, and then see ya. All the tickets that were given to you must come back to Mackenzie. The department is owing us all those tickets. And no, it was a good thing. I think they are playing very well. And then I guess that the AFCON is going very well, notwithstanding the criticism towards the local organizing committee, which I think they were a little bit disorganized, another aspect of life. But generally, it's going very well. It's just, I'm not sure what we can do for South Africans to attend in large numbers. And then, because those games are very important. And then all these games must be attended by South African people who love soccer. But some of the stadium, of course, I don't think South Africans are attending in large numbers. And there is something that is very wrong. I think when they appear before the committee after the tournament, they must be able to come and account. Just to take us through, really, what are the areas that we should improve. Because I guess for many years to come, you're still going to be hosting many events. Therefore, the organization must be in the best and organize everything accordingly. And you shouldn't just go to stadium only when Bafana plays. I think the other teams that are playing, some of them are based in Mpumalanga, some are based in Northwest, the Eastern Cape. I thought the local people were going to adopt some of these teams and ensure that they go all out and support them, because Bafana is not there, you know. He's playing generally in Durban at the moment. I think also the quarterfinal will be in Durban, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
And then it would be a good idea for Moose and the team to go to Durban and also try to encourage Bafana to reach the final and win the AFCON Cup. We all wish really that they should win the AFCON Cup, and I think with some wins, scoring goals as a defense, I think we are improving. When defenders are scoring goals, simply means that we are improving. And then we should be able then to move on that. It would be very important for us to do so. And then we should move on and ensure that things really work out accordingly. And then I think we will also come before the committee after this, and we can be able to sit down and watch. I think members of committee, really, this is what we should be doing this year. I know that will be a difficult year towards the end because it will be election year. And then hopefully we'll be able still to work and finish the program for organization of parliament. And they will deal with other issues, really. I think members are aware of many other things that are happening. And the whole issue of Mr. Maluleka was beaten up. In their course. I think we should condemn all this behavior. It's not a very good behavior for us as a country, for people to still beat up other people really for no apparent reason, except that they hate them because of their color or their race. I think we should condemn it completely. And then we should wake up and see what you want to do. I always take a view though that in terms of team, only a coach has the right to choose players. The manager of the team is the person who should choose players. As members of parliament, we may have our own views, but we are not coaches. We can express our own view in the media, in the talk shows. But the coach and the manager of the team must be able to be trusted and understand the South African situation. and appoint and select college players for a specific thing. So sometimes I think we debate this thing over and over and over and over again. Instead of emphasizing administrators, McCain's and other people who are running sport to assist us when they deal with some of those issues that the teams which reflect the South African democracy, generally speaking. But we are mindful that of course there must be school in other areas, but we should really emphasize this point. That all the teams should reflect South African democracy. Generally speaking, we must do that. And otherwise, we may also have a lot of problems about the media talking about these things forever. Because if you are not moving fast enough, as administrators are committed to transform, I think it's going to take us longer than expected to transform the sport. And I hope this year, colleagues, because it's almost a year before the end of our term. Therefore, we must lay a very firm foundation from the coming team to work out to really ensure that sport is developed, sport is transformed, and persuade the administrators. And hopefully many of these also that are going to invite us, like Rugby South Africa. I think they invited us, McKenzie. We went there, we listened to them when they're talking about transformation, the problem is there. And then it's up to us now to ensure that we persuade them always to implement the program. Because it's in the interest of all of us to transform our sport and develop it. And I don't think shouting is very helpful. I don't think shouting is very helpful. I think we must nudge these people from time to time. Because I think we have shouted for the last 20 years, but we're not transformed sport. If we continue shouting, we can shout for the next 20 years, we're not transformed sport. I think generally we must devise new ways of doing things to ensure that sport is transformed. And we ensure that really we do that and we persuade that administrator. And then I'm convinced that RAP is committed now to transform. It seems McKenzie may be wrong, but I think RAP, there's real commitment there. Of course, there will be some those who are not as courageous as you, but I think generally speaking, I think they know now what they should do for us to start dealing with sport genuinely, transform sport genuinely. Because we only transform sport if all we are convinced that genuinely is important to transform. We are not pushed by anyone. And we are committed to lead ourselves to transform sport. I think the sport administrators should do that. We should do that. And I think if we can do that now, lay a firm foundation, the coming McKenzie's when they come here, if the election in 2014 allows him to come back, he will be assisting us a lot, I think, to try this process of shape. I think we should do that from the really. It's a very worrying thing that every time there's a selection of cricket team, we start again shouting. Every time there's a selection of rugby team, we start shouting about this thing. And then can't be right that the sport administrators are not changing themselves faster to ensure that they accommodate really the democracy of our country and also produce good players. Because this is in their interest, the most institutions. We hope that we'll be able then to do that and then work it out and kick out racism in sport, kick up anything that is negative in front of our sport. But lastly, of course, we must pray for Bafana at least to win the AFCON. And then I'm convinced that they will reach the final. In Johannesburg, colleagues, on the 10th of February, all of us will be there enjoying ourselves after we have won the final. After we've won the final. And then all of us will be there, so yeah, we'll be very happy. One is in fact, members of parliament, they should also be in the stadium, all of them. Not giving free tickets, buying tickets. Buying tickets. Go there, support our team, generally. Because I do think that we are going to win this cup now. I'm really confident that we are going to win. I think we are happy with that. South Africa is going to win the second time. We only win when we host it. Yeah, no. where we are looking for this, and the other teams are playing very well. Cape Verde is playing very well. The DRC is pitching, but it's playing very well. Even Niger, I think they played very well. It seems the level of poker in Africa generally is increasing. Is in fact, of course, not Africa. I think they perform very bad. I think it's different because of the Arab Spring. I think it has affected the player.
Yeah.
General, not enough. General, they're not performing very well. Algeria used to perform extremely well. I think it's a little bit lower. Morocco tried, but it's out. I think Tunisia is going to try very hard also, maybe out too. They're not in part of our continent. I think there's something wrong. I think the politics there has caused a lot of problems. But we are going to win it, colleagues, and we must be there to support it. But also a very strange thing, though, that I think we must address. This committee must address. I've never understood McCain one thing. What makes people who are white in color in South Africa not to support them? If many of them support Manchester United, because it's very strange, in fact, when I'm in Johannesburg, many of them will support with them Arsenal. And they come in large numbers to support Arsenal, but when we are playing soccer, they don't go to the stadium. And then it is a bigger issue that worries me about. Because if you are saying that this court is going to bring about social cohesion in our society, surely really. Because again, there's a myth that says white people don't like soccer. In fact, they support Manchester United, Barcelona, Arsenal, Liverpool, and then Hotspur. But they don't attend local soccer. Because Moses Mabhida is not in Wamashu, as far as I know. Therefore, there's nothing about fear, generally. I think the court must address this thing, yeah. I think. Because if it is rabbit, they are there. Even if it's in Soweto, they are there in large numbers. But it can't be right that other section of our society, generally speaking, we don't go to this stadium and encourage our boys to play very well there. It's something that I think we must address. It wouldn't bring about social cohesion if members of organizations do that. But also, we should not so dispel the myth that you only build a nation when we win soccer games. And because there's another myth that is there. So once we win, the nation building is about events. It must never be about events. It's about us addressing the core problem of our society. Because otherwise now, really, everyone thinks that if you won this game, therefore the new nation has been built. But we know that this thing is not correct. I just hope that we'll be able, colleagues, to encourage every member of the society to go to this game, enjoy ourselves in this game. It's very important for me that we do that. Because we all play soccer. In fact, in every suburb in Johannesburg, we are playing soccer. At school, we play soccer. Therefore, we should be able to mobilize society to do that. And really, to me, it is a thing that the coming leadership must realize, right? How do we mobilize the entire society to go and watch this game? Not just soccer, all national games. I think we should go there in national institutions. Of course, colleagues, I think we are fine. We are moving with our agenda. You are welcome, colleagues. This is our first meeting in 2013. It's a very important meeting. I hope again, McKenzie, no one will say that the world is going to end on the 21st of January, of December. And then the whole Maya calendar, all those things, we hope won't happen.
I left the Maya tribe.
No, we should, colleagues, move on and see with it. But really, colleagues, I think we should work and try our level best, encourage society to enjoy sports, ensure that we monitor the development and promotion of sport at schools, we monitor all the national teams that are in line with the national development plan, and that we are able really to push development of players in every part of our country. And we should have more farming in the that are the young men who play for all kinds of farming. I think it's doing very well. is a book written, but it shouldn't have men of them. Men of them. You must produce men of them. Sanguinis must be produced on daily basis. And then the young person who's got a goal of... I just thought that colleagues, you must really work very hard. Sport can assist us a lot to build up social cohesion in our country. But nation building is not about feel-good event. It's further than that. And that's why I think we should move on and deal with some of the issues. Colleagues, that the agenda is very brief, though, because we wanted you to look at your program and look at the study tour report. No intention sometimes to adopt it here, because we must give you space to go and look at the essence of the report. We may have missed some of them, they're very important area, and then on the report. But we are going to lead you here because our colleagues were not part of that delegation. They must have sense of what was written in the report. And then the problem for any apology that you will have.
An apology from Honorable Deputy.
Holomisa
one. An apology from Honorable Rabotabi. Apology from Monto. She's an oversight with Minerals. Those are the apologies.
For the family leading from.
Okay.
Mary Sheba.
Yes, Mary Sheba. Mary Sheba is a
No, you must understand. One of the stalwart of this country. Whether she is here or not, we know that he's here. He's going to assist us. Kulego, you're fine. Okay, let us then proceed. Faith, you're fine. We are immediate person of this comment. We must raise every time, and now there's Corey here, and Cora and Corey. Put them in media talk shows. Do that. Cora must every man talk in this talk show. There's Mkulego, there's Grace here. Engage these members. They must talk there about the sport. Whatever they say, if they say something wrong, we'll defend them. They will be quoted protestantly. We'll defend them. That is guaranteed. And now these members to say something about sport. Because South Africans, unless we push them and talk shows, they will never appreciate that the sport is very critical. You must push them, talk to them, persuade them, convince them, get rid of fear. And I think sport in South Africa would be a very interesting thing. Even Cora can become a coach of one team. Possible.
No, that is true. That is very true. I think the Parliament rugby team I can do that well. Because
I have okay, no, we should do that. We should do that faith and take the issue of the local organizing committee. And take a very serious issue about it. The honorable issue, welcome and compliment of the youth. We are very happy that we are around the flat. He didn't stop. The flood in the pumpu. He didn't disturb you. No, you're very happy that you're alive. And then we are having a problem, colleagues. I think it's in circulation. Yes, ma'am. Yes, what I will remember.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll just take the issue of oversight, which is scheduled for the 3rd until the 8th, because according to the information that I have now, is that we have a compulsory training which will start around the 5th to the 8th of February. So I'm not quite sure whether this thing will materialize. And secondly, my input will be on the issue of the department. We have not indicated any new team here, either in our first quarter, second quarter, with the Department of Sports and Recreation. I think we need to take it into consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, two things, sir. I think the issue of AFCON must be brought in. And it should not be that far, really. The sooner we bring them in, the better. Then the issue of cricket, sir. There's a lot of things happening, or which has happened in cricket. And I think we've got cricket only in May. It must come forward. For instance, you raised the issue of that we're not selectors, of which I agree to. But also, as you correctly said, that we must also raise our views around the issue. There is a big debate around the issue of Tsole Gile. And really, we must also make to understand, because now Boucher has been brought in as to mentor this 19-year-old Lighty. And to me, we have a Tsole Gile who started his cricket with AB de Villiers. And Tsole Gile, after that trip of India, he was dropped like a hot potato. He was now selected to go to Australia. And he was just sitting there on the bench and what have you. Now when they come back to play against New Zealand, and New Zealand is a small country when it comes to cricket, why don't you have to give them that exposure there? If you look at what Tsole Gile is doing in betting for the Lions, both wicketkeeping and betting. So these things are the things which I think we have to raise, and the sooner we bring in cricket, the better. Chair. Thanks.
Honorable
McKenzie. Chair, I support that certainly on AFCON and cricket. The other issue I think we need to discuss, which is a hot potato, is the issue around SAFA.
Yes.
And I think that with the suspended and then unsuspended officials, I think that's a major problem and done a lot of damage to the integrity of our country, not only in sport but to our country. So I think that needs to be brought forward as well. The other thing I notice that we should look at, and I see it is here, but I'm just... The E.P. King's issue is a very, very big issue, and it's a hot potato. We got it down for Tuesday the 5th, but I also believe that the E.P. King should be here as well, not just South African rugby. I don't know if you agree with that. Because it's a briefing by South African rugby. But do you agree that the King should be there as well?
Yes.
I think there needs to be, firstly, because I think that is a hot topic. And then at some stage, Chair, the last thing is I think we've had a lot of terrible fatalities of our sports people. And at some stage, I think we need to recognize them and what they've done and maybe put out a statement saying that, you know, we need to look at our society and our behavior, and some of these things can be avoided, and we've lost some tremendous talent, and that's a very, you know, very sad for South African sport, but I think we should recognize those people and the events around it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mumosi, for a second, the veteran of the committee has arrived. Compliment of the new season.
I see for the new wallet. As I entered, Mr. McKenzie was saying, I think it's bad for South African sport.
I thought my entrance was bad. I don't know what, whether my absence was bad or what, whether my presence is bad. It was not a big
fault. You are bad. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Chair. No, it's on oversight, Chairperson. I see there are only two provinces that are outstanding that are still yet to be visited. When we have treated with this, that is the Northwest and the Western Cape. I would think that they should appear somewhere else as actually this the thing, Chair.
Masinda.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am checking on the presentation by the box in South Africa on their programs, because I think the way we started interacting with them, I feel that we need also to have some space for them so that we can see that there is any progress. And also, I don't see Lotto. Our last interaction with them, I feel, Chairperson, we needed to make some kind of, follow-ups with them so that we see how far do they go, especially that they sounded very positive to fund some programs, but on the ground it seems it's not the same. It's not like how they say it. So I feel, Chairperson, we need to put them there, because they always say we have this money we give to people, but to us maybe it doesn't actually go to the expectation that we have. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. I just two and a half issues. I note that a lot of the presentations here are on programs and then challenges. I don't know if, for instance, we had Netball South Africa here last year, and they gave us a host of challenges and so on. And it comes across as though we are going to be listening a lot to challenges. Maybe if it's possible to, before such some of these meetings and engagements, for us to go through, some of the things that have been discussed previously, so that we can be in a position to respond to issues that have been raised previously. On the second one, Chair, I note that on page 2 at the bottom, Tuesday the 30th of April, we've got the briefing by the department, and on the time allocation and the previous experience with the department is that the DG will go on and for a very, very long time until the good Lord comes back, and the time for engagement is then very, very minimal on that, if we can look at that. And then the final one, I may seek clarity. On Tuesday the 19th of March, we've got the BMI Research Institute on alcohol advertisements, and again on Tuesday the 16th of April, is that a continuation of one or the other, or is a duplication? Thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lee.
Thank you very much,
Chief.
Donald Lee. Yeah.
I just want to latch on to Boxing South Africa, Chairperson. You know what? You read in the newspaper the last few, especially this weekend, on how these promoters are being treated, Chairperson. And I believe, yesterday I met with a boxing promoter, Chairperson, and I couldn't believe that one of the champions of boxing in South Africa was in front of me. You know what he's doing in the meantime to earn a living? He is working on a golf course, Chairperson. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. And then I spoke, because the promoter is also on this golf course. And I discussed with him, and, when I heard that he was involved in boxing, I went to him and I spoke about boxing. And he says, man, he knows exactly what that man is saying. But then I said, listen, but Boxing South Africa comes to us and they tell us a story. Then he told me, Mr. Lee, you are talking to the wrong people. He says, you must create an opportunity where we as promoters, those people have their interests. We have the boxers in our own interests, and they're supposed to look after us. But you never give us an opportunity to speak, to speak to you. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, I agree, but we must then, on the day we invite boxing South Africa, we must also make sure that we invite those promoters who are so bitterly complaining, Chair. And perhaps one or two fighters to listen to what they are saying, Chairperson. In other words, it's not we that say things, they are there to put their own case, Chairperson.
Okay. Sorry, there was just one thing that I meant to mention was, you know, that I was involved with the Comrades Association, which I'll brief you on. We've already discussed that. But I do believe that they should be have an opportunity to come down here and talk about their programs and what they're doing, because it's one of the few sports, Chair, where for relatively small money, the youth of South Africa can participate in running, whether it's in the hills, in the towns, in the country, schools, wherever. And I think they need to be encouraged in terms of health and fitness as well as running. Thank you.
Okay.
Honourable. Yeah, Chair, on the issue which was raised by Honourable Hlengwa, of the issues which were raised and the follow-up with that, I think we will need to give us some time as a committee. The secretary and the researcher must come to us that, look, here are the issues which have been raised. What kind of a follow-up do we do? So that we don't call people and they say, tell us about your challenges. And each and every time people come challenges, and we do nothing about those challenges. To me, that's a very serious problem. And the other issue, Chair, is on the issue of the EP Kings. I think we need to call them. Because, you know, when we agreed for that franchise, we said that franchise should cover the whole Eastern Cape. We said that franchise should cover Borland. That franchise should cover a border. Southwestern District, not Borland. Southwestern District.
And EP.
And EP. Yeah. But if you look at that franchise now, it's not even for the whole Eastern Cape, it's for Epi, in particular. And it's a really serious problem. If you look at where does Omakhosi get their players, they get them from the rural, the Transkei. Now, if you say that franchise was supposed to unearth black players, it's not doing that. They want to now buy players from overseas, in 6 and 8 of them. So where is this development going to come in? Really, we need to try to get that EPC in here, and so that we sort this things out. Thanks, sir.
Oh, okay, colleagues. I think we have assisted us to amend the program. And I think the training in general that Honorable Sir is talking about is a compulsory one, then it's very clear that we are going to change. We are going to change that one. In fact, we were supposed to have done it yesterday when we met as a staff. I guess that the problem was already with you, really. And we also agreed, I guess, last year that it's preferable for us to start our meeting next. I thought there was an agreement on that point, you know, that even showed we don't squeeze ourselves, because the way they come in, they've got very good ideas, but time is against us. Particularly when this house is sitting, it's very, very difficult. But even if the house is not sitting, other committees want to come in, and then we find it very difficult to manage. I don't think 9 in the morning is a problem, because I've realized that many members are here at 8, because they're fast travelers. some are fellow travelers, but I know that they are fast travelers. Then I think we agreed, Paul, that we would start our meeting at 9. We also agreed that a small organization will invite two of them at a time. And it was a very small organization, very comrade, that we should be invited, but should come in with another structure. Just to ensure that we use our time to its maximum benefit. We don't meet for a very short meeting, but also meeting should be very fruitful. It should be a very productive meeting around the work of our committee. Say that that's what we are going to do. And then if we still reconfirm that we might start at 9, saying, well, I don't think it's a problem to start at 9. Because then that will give us enough time, even when the DG is briefing us. Don't forget that when he briefs us, he knows the subject very well. But sometimes we don't have enough time after he briefs us to engage him seriously. It's an issue that we should look at it. But naturally, this, of course, committees also go for their own retreat. And then retreat, of course, we can't have retreat now because our money was taken to Argentina. But generally, we need a retreat. The committee, I think in fact towards the end of our year, we should have a retreat. Because one way or another, we must prepare a report that will assist the coming leadership to the committee. Whoever comes in is immaterial, but the coming leadership of the committee. They must start thinking afresh when things have been done before. And then I think that's what we should do for you on that. I'm mindful of course, Paul, of your challenges. I'm mindful of your Anusha, but of course, as long as Upori is around here, must do this one until he's promoted as a doctor of law. And then we should do that. I think we must change our program to 9, and then we'll meet. If we meet 1 hour, it's fine. That will be at least enough time for us to engage. As we said again, as we invite this organization, always indicate to them which area they should brief us on. And then they must give us information before coming in. It's the most difficult thing. They don't want to do that. And then they want us to make presentation when we are really don't have information. I think that's the point that we are going to emphasize. The point is raised that we should bring forward cricket, South Africa, the AFCON team, I think around March in general, after they have finalized the last game is on the 10th of February. After that, they will finalize the report around March. They must appear before the committee. Again, just to tell us too about the whole issue, the department also can assist us on the issue. Around the real organization of the, because there were problems generally. Every week, the Star, not the Star, the press issues, the newspaper, the talk shows. In fact, you can never find that there's a total disorganization. I'm not sure that South African, sometimes they are too extreme when we criticize it. They are too extreme. I guess that the most, you are very extreme, generally. You can even hear people who have never kicked soccer, but they are really criticizing everyone. They never kicked one soccer in his life, but he criticizes it, and then rugby, cricket, and everything. I guess that all of us have a view that we want to express. I think maybe the team, they must come in earlier on, and then they must take us through on some of the issues that they want to come on. We think that that's what we should do. And then SAFA must also come in. It's very discouraging when people who are supposed to be the most learned, they behave like another person on the street. Because we were told when we were young, and anyway, that's why we try to go to school. But when you are learned, you are taken to another level of understanding. But when learned people behave like almost kids, it's a very terrible thing. Suspended, not suspended. because Nokonyan is an acting president, the next day is not.
And the voicemail thing, now acting president.
You can just see the confusion in SAFA. And I think we must call them earlier on to come in. Of course, after the AFCON, they must come in. And they must take us through on some of the issues. Because I think they are embarrassing us on some of the occasions. And then I think the SARU and the EC Kings also must come in and discuss with them and see how we want to do things. Bearing in mind, though, colleagues, that you remain active with main purpose and objective in social form of society. We shouldn't be only meeting when we talk about this thing. Surely, we should also be able to visit this organization as individual and try to persuade people to understand why we are persuading them to transform themselves. Sometimes I think shouting generally is not very helpful. Because there are a lot of people that we should shout when they come in, but I guess that we should go beyond that. I say, well, we should be able to meet with people there and then convince them why you think transforming sport is going to benefit them. Bearing in mind that anyone, no one changes anything when it doesn't tend to benefit. Very few people who simply focus by altruism and they change things. But then people change things when they are convinced that changing this thing is going to benefit them in the long term. And then they can change sport. I think we must persuade them from time to time. And then it shouldn't be that we didn't put so and so, therefore the sky is falling. But we stay away from them for a whole year until they come here. I don't think it's very useful. I think members of parliament must go to this structure. Say, now let us meet with you, President Mackenzie. We think you're not case about the men and which chats are doing things and have a discussion. And then, because it's much easier, enough time, we can really persuade many people. If we do that, hopefully the researchers this side also doing other work on those areas. I think we can push them more. I'm not sure what is in the Northwest at the moment. I don't think there's anything encouraging. And it's very hard. But general colleagues should do so. Because Lee, you must be able to engage with your local colleagues there. And then the EP kings, we shouldn't wait until they come here. Colleagues who are deployed in this area should meet with them. What's in and say, no, we have noticed these are problems. And then we are much more concerned about this. And engage these people. And I think if we do that, really, and cajole them. And some, of course, we can't persuade them beyond a certain level, but push them. But I think that's what we should do. Because, Cora, if you are not careful, you are going to shout about Solegile for the next 100 years. They put a person today, the next day, that person is almost this way in general. And then what do you do? But if you really start playing our role of activism, because the parliament, you say that the parliament is an activist parliament. But I don't know any one of us anyway doing that, truly speaking. It seems again you're just parliamentarians, you're not active in parliament, causing people to shake, going to communities, forcing them to do things. And come back, I think Honorable Mackenzie did that with his team there, even with the comrades there. He went there and met with them. He said, I can't wait until they appear before the committee. As an activist myself of parliament, he goes there. And he spoke to them. In fact, for that matter, I think now they respect him more than ever before. Because some of the people, they don't know what to do. But if members of parliament really as an activist of parliament, I'm told anyway, parliament is an activist parliament. It means that we are activists ourselves. Therefore, Cora must do this thing that way. A what sin must be caused by a friend, sit down, the end of it. Yes, Bulala. And then engage them. Kosi Nonkonyane must be called by Musi, Kosi Amias Mulala. This thing creates problems and confusion with society. The best thing we do that, and then when we call them here, at least some of the colleagues have spoken to them quietly. These are issues that you are worried about. I think we can also assist them to get with. We must never move from a premise that they know what they are doing. And then, of course, there will be those who got agenda, but I think all South Africans, they want a very progressive agenda. And then really no one resists because he wants us to resist, but sometimes they don't even know what to do. When they go left, we criticize them, they go right, we criticize them. They don't know what to move. I think the more we engage them seriously, Mr. Lee on the spot. That's why also we have your own campaign to observe the state I'm in PE. Or the single person campaigns. every day going there, seeing what things are happening. I think really we should do that, colleagues. If we do that, of course, if you make mistakes, we'll defend you. We know that you are there to do this well. If you kick them wrongly, then, well, that'll be fine. But we shouldn't really keep quiet when things are going wrong in terms of sport. I think it's a bigger problem, at least in my view. And then it's very important for us to do so. I think colleagues are going to work out their program for them. Yes.
There's one thing that I left out. We must remember that Boxing South Africa is a statutory body. In other words, if there is oversight to be done, they should be number one really on our list, because all the others are non-statutory bodies. They are the only statutory body. What I'm trying to, and that is really what I got when I spoke to this man yesterday, is that, you know, the first people, when we go and visit the Eastern Cape, we must tell them that, listen, we want to speak to Boxing South Africa. Please invite Boxing South Africa. Whether it's Gauteng, Boxing South Africa must be there because they are a statutory body chairperson. So please, in the future, I think we must keep that in mind too, chairperson.
No, we will really. And the trainers also, I think, have raised the issue, promoters. We have to engage on this thing. I just hope that, I think, for me, really, the committee must become active. Be a true active. Mustn't wait for the meeting. Must engage these people even outside this meeting. Because we are from this province. When there's a crisis of sport in Mpumalanga, surely Masindan, as a member of parliament, must engage in this thing. Tell them this is what we want you to do and assist them. Some are very arrogant, I am aware. But many of them really, when we engage with them, they are much more easier. And they try to listen. And then I think that's what we should do. Poland, and then Cora, I know that you have got an area there. You must engage with people. The Western Cape, I'm told it's been a cricket area. The young boys are very good. No one is accommodating there. I think those are issues that you must engage with.
No, there's one thing, sir. They'll tell you the new land that this man is always there, and I tell them right in their offices what is what. And if we have got a problem, I put up the sign right there, so people will join it.
You are really an activist. He's an activist. Mr. Lee also now is an activist. Mr. Lee, you are an activist now. You have said I'm very nice to you, but there are no players there. And McCain is also doing a very same thing. I think all members of parliament let us do that. Because then it becomes very useful. People tend to respect members of parliament. Sometimes we over-exaggerate not being respected by society. But also irrespection are with any tower side. It can't be decreed by any person. But generally, if we engage these people, must do that. I think it will be far easier for us. Then we can start moving things a little bit better. And then we can then come back and say, but these people really need to be assisted. I think we should do that. The program, colleagues, we are going to work on it. Mackenzie raised an issue. I think the media person faced it. Generally, we shouldn't wait for anyone. If there's a death and stand there and other people, surely there's no harm for a committee to convey condolences. There's no harm. I don't think we need a mandate, really. To pass on the condolences of the committee. I think we should do that. In general, because you're a committee of National Assembly. You are not a committee of any province of National Assembly. Any other country, really, colleagues. To be a member of parliament most is the greatest privilege that is honored. I know that South Africans sometimes we take this thing because of our own history and culture very bad. But generally, it's a very important area that we can use to transform society into a progressive agenda. I think we should do that. We should really do that. When they come here, it's not just shouting at them, but it's also educating them what we want them to do. This agenda, really, then you are going to and so forth, report, as long as you are around. That we will combine this. A bigger committee, bigger association, and a smaller association. Just to ensure that we give time, because meetings once per year sometimes is very difficult.
we may really restructure our thing on the Saturday night, I think we can have enough time to be very productive and ensure that we are going to change the agenda accordingly. And then once we change the agenda, but the point that is raised, the signatory, the content advisor, when they are coming, whoever is here, the researcher, they must sit down and identify outstanding matters. Mm-hmm. Because it's very easy when they come in, we say, but in 2004 we raised this question. Mm-hmm. It seems also we have not done anything. So then they start waiting on those things. That's, I think, the point that police are raising. And then because SNAP for South Africa is going to say exactly what we know that. Unless also we do that, I think we should do that. Not thousands of questions, very key strategic questions. And then those members of parliament are not administrators. They're supposed to think at the highest level. And then they must raise a little bit bigger issues on that. I think that's what we should do. And then by the end of this week, then we'll have a program as amended by yourself. And then you do have a yearly program. This is really a two-term program.
Yeah.
And therefore, let us work on that one. And then Corey, then inform everyone that is going to attend. And of course, the media also wanted to know the program. And Corey gave them, I think, the program. And then Corey, I think that was justifiable, really. If the media calls you, what is the program of a committee? Surely you wouldn't say that, go to the Secretary of Parliament. Because we do have a program that was adopted by the committee. I think it's natural to do that. And faith is here to shape whatever thing that you want to do. And then you just say that now, if you make mistake, we'll say no, it was a genuine mistake. We never condemn people who make genuine mistakes. And then we never condemn them. We only condemn those who make silly mistakes. But genuine mistake, we always really appreciate it as a learning process. Even a researcher, if you make a mistake, you just do cut and paste. Not this one. No, not this one. We always accept it, you know, that on that. And then we deal with that issue. Masundan will come back to you.
No, before we are finalizing, and there's something very, when you said something, Jefferson, and then it came to my mind, and then we never touched that thing. I wonder, where do we find ourselves as a committee on gold panning? Last time we hosted as a country, and when we were doing our school visits this year in my constituency in Glasgow, I found that we have represented South Africa as a country on gold panning. A school boy that went to Russia representing South Africa. So to me, we never talked about that, and I don't know how do we as the committee find ourselves having information on that, because when I heard about that, to me, it was just a surprise and a shock to say we can go that far, but it's not mentioned. I wonder whether it's under the indigenous games or where it is.
Gold panning.
Yeah, gold panning. We were hosting as a country. Silona, si hosta elona in Mpumalanga, ilona gold panning competition.
Gold
penning. It's like a competition, but it's a play. So I don't know how do we, as a country, because the gold penning is, and if we can host Ilona such an event, an international or world event, and it's a tolerant representation from Abantu Anabes, both representing Russia. So where do we, as the Portfolio Committee on Sports and Recreation, find ourselves in? Then, Jefferson, mhlambe ungakayivali, ngiyifake mhlambe sinikeze ilona itafula lakho ukuthi ubone ukuthi uyithola kanjani and siyifaka kanjani, because ungazi ukuthi ngomunye umdlalo longafeaturishi singawuboni wenzeka. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would, I've noted the comments of members, and we'll sit with the secretariat and look at the program. But from the 12th, the 19th, the 26th, I'll change the time, Chair. We'll start our meetings from 9 o'clock. I've also noted that I'll have to call two stakeholders per meeting, starting from 9 to 1. I wouldn't find those changes. But I wanted to, with your permission, Chair, just to check from the committee, the first three meetings, whether the agenda items there are in line with the agency that was raised by the membership, whether we should not have, for example, Cricket South Africa as a first meeting, or obviously SAFA would have to come after the tournament. Maybe EP, Kings, and SARU should be, you know, the first items, and or we should leave the first three meetings in February as we are. I just wanted to ask you that.
Okay, one of the
calls.
Yeah. I think that all this, which is on the program, it says to be confirmed. Nothing has been confirmed. Am I right, Secretary?
No, perhaps it's a misunderstanding. It's the venue, the land item is venue to be confirmed.
Oh, venue
not,
to be confirmed.
Yeah, not the time.
Now, this invite has been sent out already, and has they been confirmed?
They have not been confirmed, but I sent out the invite last day.
You can try. If that is the case, then I think we can juggle with this thing. More especially if nothing is confirmed. But if there's something which is confirmed after we've left this land, then it's leaving as is. But if we can get in some of this which we've seen as priority, try to slot it in. That would be my proposal.
Mm. Well, I just feel that there will be no harm to put swimming and rowing is a very important sport. We can also get a small one anyway to a company. But I think there's no harm to put netball and cricket. Because cricket must come earlier.
Yeah.
They will come also before the end of the year. They must come earlier. And then rap is fine there, we can live that. And then we can change other areas generally to accommodate. And then the point that we always emphasize is invite them, documentation should be on time for members to have come to meet. I think that for you are fine with that.
Yes.
And then members are fine with it. This is until the 26th of June, 2013. And then it will be until the 26th of June 2013, 25th year, in terms of the problem that I'm having now. Is your birthday? 26th of June. Okay. And then this is what we will do, because it will just pair some of the smaller, like the one that Uma Masindan is talking about, and then gold painting one. I think there would be a lot of them. Also, indigenous also games, we would have to put them earlier on. We have some discussion on them on that. And we circulate it, colleagues accordingly, then look at it, and then it becomes really our planning tool for until June this year. And then bear in mind that by after June next year, the parties may start engaging in their own election work. Therefore, committee meetings also
may.
This year. I thought it's 2012, this year. And then after that, I think Mr. Lee will be already campaigning. If he is going to be campaigning, I think he's retiring now.
Yeah.
He should be campaigning. And this what we'll do, colleagues, we'll take this one and we'll work it and then put all the areas that you want to put it. The EP Queen, colleagues,
is it not possible to engage them even before the meeting, Cora? You can engage them, Cora. Because some of the areas that you are raising already are very important. But sometimes meetings are not helpful if you don't engage people a little bit in the other environment. Just to say that our understanding all along was that you are dealing about the hidden. And therefore, you must plan this and then raise some of the issues with them. I thought they are progressive anyway. The owners, I thought they are very progressive. They are Mackenzie type of people. Sure, I think now they must be able to be engaged. You must engage them. And then they come to meetings, yes, but also you must engage them continuously. Whenever we see a problem, we must engage these people. Whenever really a committee member sees exclusion, we must engage these people. No, we think that is very wrong. But I guess that we should do that with them, because we may start engaging them very late and then want to assist them to ensure that it becomes a very important area. Marcelo.
Okay, just a thought. I think Honorable Cora is right, and I think you're right. Just an idea that maybe Honorable Lee, Cora and myself, we have a preliminary engagement with the Kings. Chat to them as soon as possible, and let's address some of our concerns that we have, and let's get the responses, and we can report back to this committee. And that doesn't mean to say we won't call them informally, but let's have that as a preliminary. I'm sure we can arrange it.
Yeah, no, we must do that, colleagues. We are really activists of Parliament. Meet with these people, talk to them, because sometimes in meetings we may not raise other issues that we would raise when we meet with an individual. Because meetings are meetings, are public areas. But we may raise very profound issues with them when we meet with them. I think they seem real one way or another, we can meet with them. They raise some of their objections and raise some of their things. They may not even think the way we are seeing things. And therefore we may be convincing each other. We should do that. And in fact, bearing in mind anyway, what when the first team of Afrikaners visited met with the ANC in Dakar. They really believe that these African National Congress people have cons. They were not cons. When they see the leadership anyway, cons. They were convinced for us. In fact, many of them changed completely. Changed completely. In fact, some of their achievements are because of that. Meet with people because they were that of stories. Meet with them, convince them. They will realize that you are members of parliament that want to bring about progressive social change. Therefore, you are engaging them. I think they will appreciate that. Let us do that now. I know that we must shout at them sometimes, but it's better to engage people like that. And then I think it's important that they do that.
Yeah, so I can just say that I've raised some of these issues with the MEC as well in the Eastern Cape. And she was just asking for time that she thought she wants to sort out the problems of water first before coming back. With these two alliance guys, I don't know how I'll fit with them, but I'll try to fit with them. Because I think DA is already trying to swallow coke. I don't know what's happening.
Well, as you go, few of you, I know that is not gender sensitive. But as you go through, you may convince each
other.
Okay, no, no. I think we are going to do that. But really, we should do that. Even in terms of school sports, when there are things that we think are profoundly wrong in our area, there's no reason why we can't go there as members of parliament and with all humility and engage those people. I think we may assist them. We may assist them a lot. It's not good for us to wait until things are upside down and we call them after that. Even suffer. Engage with Ngozi Nongonyane as a member of parliament is not a bad idea. You don't just go to the meeting, you fire president, the next day the president is not fired, and then it's upside down. It can't work that way. The boxing issue with the is a bigger problem. And I think there was increased, of course, I think the media talking about these difficulties. Promote us. It's about money, some of these things. It's a man of some of these things. Because of money problems.
sometimes they cause a lot of problems for the country. But I think the big game or the big association, we must move, we must push them. If we can't persuade them, we must push them. Just nudge them, dissipate them, persuade them to do that. I think that's what we should do for it. Then we are going to change some of these areas and work it out accordingly. And then there's item number 2 on our agenda, and then the signature of the promises. And I know that report is on top 4. It's on top 4. On top 4. We may also want to invite you for a nice change. But it's old enough to do that. For what you want us to do?
Okay, thank you, Chair. It's the beginning of the year, Chair. It's the first meeting of the committee. So my energy levels, although I'm rested, they have not been get up. Safe to say that I'll try and do my best. We have a report, a draft report, on the study tour of the committee. I'm sure it's the first time that honorable members see this report. The study tour was conducted from the 29th of June to the 8th. The purpose, obviously, of the study tour was to learn best practice in terms of school sports generally, but also in particular to engage with parliamentary counterparts in the Senate as well as the Congress, the Parliament of Argentina. Exchange of ideas between members of parliament from different countries. So I would want to go straight into the report, members. I distributed the report knowing that members would only be here today. They have not engaged with the report. However, during the MEMCO yesterday, the chair advised me just to highlight important areas. We are not going to adopt the report today, just to take the members through important areas of the report and then leave members to digest the report themselves. Then when we have a second meeting on the report will then be tabled formally and then be considered and adopted. If members want to make amendments, those amendments would be effected by myself between today and the end of today, as well as just before the next meeting when we're going to adopt the report. Chair, I would, page 1 is simply a background information, and then the delegation. 1.1, members of the delegation, it was a multi-party delegation led by the Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Ndagana, and the other members of the committee from the ANC are named there. It's a multi-party delegation. Means constituted by all parties that are represented in the committee. The support staff was myself and my colleague, Mr. Mtegazi. 1.2 is the terms of reference and the purpose of the study tour. I've already highlighted the overall purpose of the study tour. Obviously, the terms of reference. Just to highlight, to obtain the first bullet point, the first-hand experience in interacting with the legislature dealing with policy formulation relating to sport in the Congress of the Federal Republic of Argentina. Bullet number 2, to understand the challenges faced and methods used to implement sport policy and programs at school level. To observe and study the parliamentary proceedings and the value added to delivery of sports services
by the government of Argentina and East Asia. The overview of the study tour, the page two, I'm not sure, it's an overview of the study tour. 1.3 simply outlines the program items that were contained in the program, which was done in conjunction with the Embassy of Argentina, the Embassy of South Africa in Argentina, together with the relevant stakeholders that the committee intended to meet during its tour. And one of those was the National Sports Secretariat, commonly known as the SENAT in Argentina, the Committee on Health Sports in Argentina, the Chamber of Deputies, which is another house of lower house of parliament in Argentina. I think it's similar, would be the NCOPT. So the portfolio committee held meetings with entities which include, amongst others, the Senate, the Argentine Olympic Committee, Club de Amigos, the Football Academy of Boca Juniors, one of the biggest teams in Argentina. The committee also visited one of the developmental projects, a state-owned development facility, which also serves as a multi-purpose center that houses facilities for sports, recreation, education, training, including dormitories for learners of physical education and students of sports. The political and economic overview of Argentina is there for members really to engage with. I'll jump to number three, Chair. The welcome and introduction of the program at the South African Embassy. The welcome of the delegation was done by His Excellency Tony Leon. I believe now he's the former ambassador to Argentina, having been replaced by Madiba's, So the welcome was done by Tony Leon.
I want to be excused. I want to say I didn't go overseas. And the only thing that I see on this report, I'm glad on page four, the last sentence there is Democratic Action is the opposition. So the DA is there.
Okay, it's done. And then page, I'm jumping from page three, that introduction, to page four, honorable members. Page four, just a composition of, just a manner in which the report should be written, just to introduce it. Page four, the presentation on the Argentine Congress and Senate. The members also met with the delegation there in the office. Page five, presentation on physical education. This was actually the hardcore of, or the heartbeat of the tour by the delegation from. So the delegation was really impressed with the manner in which physical education in Argentina is it's compulsory and it's bearing fruit with kids as young as 2 or 3 engaged in physical education, which includes sport and recreation. There's also this part of the Evita Sports Games, which are named after one of a revered figure in Argentine society. So these games are not really high performance per se, but they are games that include learners at school, but they also include the aged as well as parents. We have games like chess, indigenous games of Argentina, and members were really taken through these games, not only through the engagement, but also physically visiting places where these activities are taking place. On page 6, our members, as I've said there, the Evita games and that, 3.2, the presentation was done for the delegation on the strategic plan of the National Secretariat of Sport, 2008-2012. And one of the key things that was said there, it was said that 1% of the subscription for mobile cell phone was charged and then given to support sport development. So if you are a subscriber with a cell phone number, 1% of that is taken out as part of the funding for sport development, which was extremely exciting. And then number 7, honorable members, I'm just highlighting key issues. Page 7, you have, it's still the presentation on the strategic plan. Page 7, I don't know, shall we get permission if we put it on? Page 9, but the members would have an opportunity just to have a look at the report, we'll go through it again. The observations on school sport system. These are the observations that were made by the delegation there, that the delegation from South Africa and Argentina. The education model was based on instilling good value system in the children that are participating there. And then the early childhood development was a critical element in, it's compulsory in Argentina, and sport, and not just competitive sport, but physical education, recreation, and the values, the ethos of being a good sportsman are very much critical in Argentine sport. There was an inspection, site inspection, I'll put it that way, of the facilities in Argentina. The members did the agents. Even at the club, the friends of the club in Buenos Aires, there was also a visit by the members there, interacting with the kids and seeing how these programs are run. On page 10, the also Football Academy, Boca Juniors, there was a brief presentation done there, and then the members also visited the famous stadium there, where we're told that even the god of football, Diego Maradona in Argentina, has his own suit there named after him. So the delegation was quite impressed. In fact, Boca Juniors has expressed interest in some of the South African players who would want to forge bilateral relations and collaboration with some of the teams in South Africa, so that, because they have a good academy system. On clarity seeking questions, those are the comments there. And then you have presentation on Argentine Olympic Committee. As I said, and the challenge here, members, was the members who were part of the delegation there. You'll find that in Argentina, sport and education are very interlinked, and often when we go, you'll find that, because hence they call it physical education. The presentations that we're getting from the Argentine Olympic Committee, it's much more similar, safe to say, it speaks to high performance at the Argentine Olympic Committee. But they would give you a background of the development of an athlete from early age at school. So it is interlinked with everything, the strategic plan from the National Secretariat, the its counterpart Department of Sport. And then this strategic plan will filter down to all facets of Argentine society in relation to sport. So this presentation was done, it was done by the president of the Olympic Committee, who's also a member of the Senate, the National Sports Secretariat. So he highlighted those, the subscription charges on cell phones, as I said, development policies for high level and sporting development, money grants provided for sportsmen and coaches. All of this is from, apart from the funding that comes from mobile telecommunication. The funding also comes largely from government coffers. But I think also the delegation also interacted with the South African delegation on issues of doping, sport, the challenges that they are having. But you find that the South African drug-free sport is much more advanced. In fact, they expressed interest in learning from their South African counterpart in combating doping in sport. So they are, because the Olympic Committee itself was a relatively young committee as compared to our own SASCO. But Argentina continues to produce world-class athletes through those development programs. The infrastructure, as of page 11, our presentation on infrastructure, I think this was done at the golf club. Because largely, we are talking about the city. The delegation visited mainly the federal city or autonomous city of Buenos Aires. So we never went to other provinces. The federal state, so the Buenos Aires seems to be the most autonomous city, the only autonomous, and it's also the capital city. So the delegation simply visited only areas that were there. But sport and open public spaces in terms of infrastructure, even when you go in the city, there, people are just doing physical training of their own accord, recreation, you see people, fitness, healthy lifestyles. It's just there. The delegation saw it for itself. And the general findings and conclusions, I'm trying to read on, but I would just like to go straight to the recommendations. I suggested that there is already an existing bilateral agreement between the Argentina and Department of Sport on cooperation in areas of sport, sport sites, universities, and education. And already they've seconded some of their physical trainers to assist South Africa. Some of the under 23 teams have been to Argentina, house with Argentina, and there have been exchange programs. So perhaps one of the key recommendations should be that the government actually should put more emphasis or progress much should be made in ensuring that the bilateral agreement in its totality is actually implemented, so that because it will benefit South African sport more, because already Argentina, they have specialized schools that specialize in sport, in physical training, physical education. So we can really learn a lot from them. Already there are agreements also that needs to be monitored by this committee as part of its overall function, because when we were there, remember we met some African speaking people, although some of them they are called detribalized group from South Africa, but there were Afrikaners who were there, who come from South Africa, who were there on school holidays with kids playing rugby. So there are exchange programs that are taking place, most probably without perhaps the knowledge of the department. I stand to be corrected there, but yeah, it seems to me that because we were quite short on soldiers. The second one, the Senat providing technical assistance in the field of sport development. The Senat, as I said, is the national secretariat. It's got a huge budget, $35 million. Number three is just emphasizing the sharing of experiences in mass sport, community sport clubs, and school sport. Exchange visit number four between the officials and institutions from the two countries must be promoted for empirical experiences in the area of sport science, management, mass sport, and school sport initiatives. Number five there is just to again reassure the pledge which was concluded during October 2011 on government-to-government negotiation on strategic leadership, executive management from the department, just cross-pollination of ideas between different the National Secretariat and Department of Sport. The last one there, the committee should also commit to support the department integrating school sport for development initiatives into national plans and budget for 2013-14 financial year. And this will help to sustain innovations and experimental programs initiated through the Argentine support. And the last one, page 13 there, to engage the department on the possibility of inviting some Argentine experts on physical education to be posted on exchange programs facilitated by both the Department of Sport and Department of Basic Education. A record to be considered. That's in a nutshell, honorable members. Report, but the recommendations are not cast in stone. Those are some recommendations that I thought were highlighted by some of the members of the delegation during our informal discussion with me there. And the report is still a draft. It should be obviously owned by the committee. I'm at the mercy of the committee if members would guide me in terms of the amendments that should be effected. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Corey, Masna.
Thank you, Chairperson. We thank you for this draft report, and it gives us some idea and information on the statute taken by the committee. We really appreciate that. And we want also to cite maybe some things which we feel maybe they could be giving us some more clarity on, especially on page number 6, 3.3, Presentation on Strategic Plan 2008-2012. The Mr. A, who's Mr. A? Maybe we can get it right. Who says Mr. A? Maybe we write it in full, because a report, somebody who's not going to ask a question when they read our report. Mm. On page 12, Chairperson, I feel that I don't actually feel that the committee does not have commitment to support the department. I would like maybe to talk of government should commit, not the committee, because even if as a committee we really have commitment to support the Department of Sports and Recreation on any program of sports. But I would actually feel that, Chairperson, instead of saying the committee, we say government. Because if we say government, we are looking at government resources, whatever they have, to support this development of initiatives and programs. That's how one feels. Thank you.
Chair, I want to make a proposal. Let us be allowed to go and read this in. We thank you for having drafted this. It refreshes us. And so that I know that at some stage we need to adopt this thing. But what I propose is that let's read this in. If you think there's something which needs to be included, which is not here, let us then forward those things to Pori. And then Pori can send out that what he has included, and then we can read it and say we are happy, we come here and we adopt it. I think that will answer, because really, as it is now, one, as you read it at your own time, some of these things will come back, and then you just take a piece of paper, put it, and forward it, and that's it. And you look at Mr. A and put Mr. B and C as well in. Please, ma'am. You can't just have an A for it. This is another thing for 2013 of yours now.
No. Well, I think that was the intention, though. Intention first was to ensure that a report is presented, and then Pori must talk on the report. For the benefit of colleagues who didn't go there, just to have even a sense, what is these people are talking about? I think now he has done it. And the best thing, as we are saying, is for colleagues to sit down. I never knew anyway that the Minister of Education was created in 2011 in Argentina. I thought Education Argentina has been there for long. You will check it correctly, just to ensure. And also, committing government will be a difficult thing. A committee can't commit government. And then we must phrase it in such a way that is acceptable in the House. Don't forget that the report must be acceptable in the House. Therefore, that limitation to the separation of power, authority, and everything is just the team that deals with this general around the recommendation. I think the scriber and the researcher, they should ensure that everything that is put as recommendation qualifies to go to the House. It's just important that we do that. We don't commit government for something that we wouldn't do. And then I think we should do that. And then the team, the tribalized one, would delete it really. The fact that the Afrikaner who left South Africa in 1919, and then some of them, because of the Anglo-Boer War, all that, they ended up in Argentina. And then the point that they did tribalize really, that they are no longer speaking their language, and they're speaking it here in South Africa. But of course, we deleted that general Chabalala, the Ghanaians, I won't wear. These are all South Africans who migrated for some time ago. I know that was during the discussion with the ambassador at the time. But of course, we will capture some of the areas, other areas, we leave them. But I think recommendations are important because Parliament adopts recommendations. What action we want the department to follow, and then the Parliament to follow. I think we should capture that correctly. Of course, we can ask the department to be supported, the members of Parliament. We can commit Parliament. And the difficult to comment for the money. I think that the issue that we must discuss generally, really, that is a very big one. For the department will be the question in the consideration really of what in Argentina they are doing. Firstly, the engagement in sport is also a health issue for them. And then in fact I'm told that even in South Africa the obesity problem is becoming a huge problem. Despite the fact that PUMS is very thin. But it doesn't mean that PUMS can't also be affected very soon. And then in fact it's a very bad situation. They were raising this matter that some of the reason why it's compulsory school is what they have learned from the American situation. And then the issue of obesity, the expense there really, in terms of this discussion there. And it's both education and health-wise rate for people to get involved. And I know that Moose was very happy about that as a former teacher. That is important for kids to be active at school. It's something that we must monitor seriously ourselves as a sport. Because then we start producing kids that are very healthy. And then we shouldn't have kids really at 11 years old, they have diabetic and the sugar thing, all those things. It's a very big problem. In fact, obesity is becoming a bigger problem for our kids. They were raising this thing because their research also told them that South Africa in 10 years' time, if you're not careful, will end up with obesity problem, very serious already. And then you know very well in South Africa, Western Cape is leading now. on that issue. I think we should address it seriously and ensure that parents also got involved because South African parents don't go with their children to when they're playing. Parents, they go to shipping, children go to sporting fields. Then what is the problem? That parents are not there, generally. Parents in general terms, anyway, I know what parents who are not there. Some parents, they go. But many parents really don't go and enjoy their children when they're playing and encourage them to become. And I know that when the kids of Cora go there, Cora go to a meeting, go to a French meeting.
No, you're right. you're right.
But at the point that they were raising generally in Argentina, that if you want sport to become the real, almost like a religion to people. And then we must encourage people, the parents, the family, everyone, our grannies, and they go with us there, we enjoy there. And every space in Argentina, generally people are playing soccer and everything. But they're saying that is important because that then inculcates a culture of discipline. In fact, the point that we're raising, those students who are doing well at school in terms of sport, they also do well in terms of academics, because they develop discipline, self-discipline, self-control, they do this thing. I think it's important that we do that. And then I think as we engage with department generally, department must be assisting us to address some of these issues. But I guess that the department also should really do more research on the cell phone issue. Because we all accept that there will be no billions of rand to sport. Because we have to build other areas. There are math schools, there are this and that. And then if you have to take a choice between the children going to play and those who are going to water in to get a rim, you'll be the bridge then to give any other support. I think that's kind of priority. But I think Department Cora, as we meet with them, Director General Caesar, is important that they should really do some research themselves. And then because there's no reason why the researcher here, we can just charge him 1%. You can can afford this deal, 1%. And then that 1% of all this network is given to development of sports. And then I think parents will accept that, generally. I think we must consider that. We must consider that rather than having another lotto for sport. And then generally we can really succeed in doing that. I think we must consider it, but the department general must do that. Do a deep research on it, and then ensure that this thing can happen. Maybe the finance ministry can accept that and say that, no, whatever thing that then we get in our phones, pay as you go, stay free as you. I know that Cora doesn't use pay as you go except the secret phone. So that one is meant for his Zangoma. But general, I think it can do that piece because I think the sports really should be well funded. We all said that in our budget speech. I think they should pursue that there. And then when signature is here, the session is here, if they want more information, must give it to them. They must do some research on it. It may be very appropriate, really. Very rare South Africans to reject things that are progressive in nature. Now, our culture generally, that we don't reject anything that is progressive in nature. Because we think all of us want to see sport, ground, and facilities everywhere in our culture. I think there's almost a general mood to do that. The ministry has assisted us a lot in sport. You know. What used to be almost for retired people, Donald Lees or whatever. But it seems now with the new ministry that is very young, I think has really profiled sport very well in our country. It's becoming this thing, among people that are talking about sport everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And I guess that once ourselves we start doing that as a TVs of parliament, I think we can do a lot of work on it. But I think Sia, yourself and the Abokori Pori and the recession, you can work it out and sometimes they should follow this thing. And then we won't refuse, all of us, to contribute to 1 cent for sport in our country. I don't think we can refuse that. And then, and I think the report colleagues are going to look at it, and then we'll read it. Of course, the Argentina is important. The sport has produced absolute players. And then for the last 20 years, Argentina, every year, they produce a very good player, soccer player at the moment. And then the young one now is breaking record every week. Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Every week he breaks the record.
Ronaldo scored 3 goals.
Every week. And then all of us now we are supporters of Barcelona. because of Messi, Iniesta and Xavi. That's what you should do to South Africa, you know. When Bafana plays, you must also be there, all of us. Because Barcelona is not playing, he's playing in Spain. But that's the point that they were raising, though. Right? We must be systematic, it shouldn't be hit and run. We should develop a program over 20 years, 5 years. I'm not sure the department, I know that there's a plan there. I think we must engage the department on some of our observations. There is no study for, anyway, to enrich our own thinking on some of the issues, learn from their experiences. That we don't duplicate what is already existing and reinvent it. We should retype it there, readapt it for our own condition, and move on that. I think that's what the main purpose on that. But I think coming to the show should do that way. We'll read it. Recession?
Thanks. We still depart, of course. There has been an interesting development at the club level between Barcelona and one of the South African teams, which you once mandated me to ensure that it occurs. I facilitated Chipa United with the Barcelona.
Oh.
They met. Chipa United missed the opportunity, and then Ajax Cape Town embraced the opportunity. As far as I can recall, they are at they are dealing with finances. At principal level, they've agreed as to what is it that they are exchanging, the number of players, the number of coaches, and so forth. I'm keeping my eye and the fingers on the pulse on that aspect. that telepathy must be supported. It's happening in the context of the cooperation.
But I think the point call is that we're saying that why it's important that we do that. That ourselves as activists, you know, and then bear in mind the difference between a member of parliament and an activist of parliament. A member really is a person who sits there and enjoys whatever he enjoys in parliament and goes to sleep and come back and shout at the staff. That is a member. But activist is about what we are expected to be. Link up these things. Any opportunity to link our poor people with those who are rich for training purposes, we do that. Now, Boko Junior is taking IS capture. The man who's supposed to have been benefiting is not available because that in a 10 minutes. That's a bigger problem about this thing. Because intentional to assist these cheaper colleagues to have a linkage in order for us to take poor people in here to go to trade in a Boko Junior because they're very rich staff in Argentina. They wanted to assist them. No, that's fine, that's fine. As I said, I think we are already executing the task. And I think we should continue doing that. And I think the report is there for it. Read it. It's not a thesis, though. We just try to capture the essence of what we want to do. And honorable the chief. And then you can also include the excavation. There are a lot of excavation that will happen in Argentina. All the bones and everything, I think we can do that. And then, of course, we can also talk about the shopping list if you want. Then work up on that, and that will not be a bad idea. But I do think that the recession now, you, and also I think there's trouble that side for those who just look what is the resolution on sport and the program by the government party, and dissect that to assist you to understand what we should be doing in the next 5 years in a systematic, programmatic way. And a very systematic, problematic way. Corey, I'm told, though, that you may be retiring. And then I'm told that you, Corey, may be retiring. When a young man retires, it's always a problem. That the young man may be retiring very soon. And then he felt that the committee general, because it's almost a formal thing now, that you call him maybe training at a greener pasture. And then very soon, at the end of this, the next month that we are starting, he may be redeployed, or he's redeployed himself. We just read on that one. He may do that, and therefore, considering that he's a young man, also is looking for a thinner pasture. If they are thinner pasture, sometimes they're not there, but they're there if you have asked their position. And then we may not have Corey around much. Because all of you are used to him. Mm-hmm. And then you love this young man. I'm told that you thought I was going to organize a team.
Sir, can I just see my appointment, please? I will get from you all the things about Boris and no. Is that called very good team?
No, I want to run away. No. I think the last meeting with Corey is going to be soon, 26th of February. I think it's the last meeting. And then we
are saying this thing, so hopefully he started me that I must just say that because he doesn't want when he's no longer available. And then members say, but why didn't he even tell us? And the members, they may want to organize a farewell tea party. And then I'm sure that my members there is already waiting. And membership. I think they organized it in Pelican. And Pelican is my toilet house, Pelican boat. And then, but it is living colleagues really, and also informed that the it's time to get to do something. He has been part of you for the last 6 years. He feels very strong that he has learned a lot of things in Parliament. Maybe to try to go to Argentina, Brazil, another area to do some work there. And then he'll come back. He'll come back also. To be taken responsibility on that. And then colleagues general, really, we have worked with you for many years now. And many of you colleagues have been with Cori for many years. Many of us, we knew about you for when we were on the school, and not sure what was the school, college, to an old teacher. But what was my own, I was 43 now. Well, she said, it's the only thing that I knew for. I never knew that I would meet with him in university. And then, no, that's fine, colleague. Say that I'm afraid that I think the rest of the Corey and the team, Oma the Shiva and Grace Freddie, Martin Dan, they will then inform Cora according to whatever they want to do. Most of you are students here, not because of gender problems. It's just the capacity to organize is a little bit limited because you are from the conference. And then, no, that's what we wanted to say. For your last meeting, as you say, that is the policy and presidency. And of course, you are still with us. It simply means that every cup of the minute is still going to be demanded from you. The report must be written by you. Every report. When you leave, you must never leave anything unfinished. Everything must be handed over correctly. And not all the things to finish. I think it's very nice for you to talk when you are leaving, but we may still reconsider your view. We mustn't thank you before we are sure that you are living. But tomorrow we may say that you are no longer living when we have organized the party already. And then, colleagues, thank you very much for that. And then, thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your contribution. And we know that you are from afar, colleagues. But I hope that comrades will try your level best to relax. We will try our best to relax, and then please let us move on to exhibit again this year and see what you want to do. Thank you very much.
Chair, I've got a new number here because this one of Parliament is giving problems.
It is raising himself to face up.